In today's Hot Plasmids podcast, we'll discuss plasmid tools for RNAi and C. elegans, proximity labeling, detecting viral outbreaks, and mapping protein binding specificity. New highly efficient RNAi construct for C. elegans gene knockdown. RNA interference, or RNAi, is extensively used in C. elegans research to study gene function by targeting specific mRNA transcripts for degradation. Despite how easy these experiments are to physically set up in the lab, RNAi is often completely ineffective or results in low penetrant phenotypes that are hard to study. To overcome this, most scientists use mutant animals to overexpress endogenous RNA pathways. But these mutations can interfere with other genetic pathways, making it difficult to link a phenotype to the targeted gene. Recently, the Vilai lab created an improved RNAi vector that leads to significantly stronger phenotypes than standard RNAi protocols without the need for mutant genetic backgrounds. The standard RNAi vector, L4440, places a target gene between two inverted T7 promoters. Transcription from each promoter progresses past the gene, producing long, unspecific RNA fragments that are incorporated into the dsRNA. The new plasmid, T444T, contains T7 terminators adjacent to the T7 promoters to prevent the incorporation of nonspecific nucleotides into the dsRNA, leading to increased RNAi efficiency. Faster proximity labeling with TurboID and MiniTurbo. A fundamental approach to studying membranes, organelles, and other subcellular compartments is via proteomics, the study of the distribution and interactions of proteins within these structures. Enzyme-catalyzed proximity labeling uses a promiscuous labeling enzyme and a small molecule substrate to map the spatiotemporal distribution and interaction networks of specific proteins in living cells. Until recently, the enzymes most frequently used for proximity labeling were APEX2 and BioID. APEX2 is fast, tagging proximal proteins within minutes, but requires hydrogen peroxide, which can be toxic in living cells. BioID was derived from biotin ligase and is less toxic, but the process is much slower and can take as long as several days. In 2015, the laboratory of Alice Ting used yeast display-based directed evolution to create APEX2. They have now applied the same directed evolution technique to the biotin ligase from which BioID was derived, creating a pair of enzymes that overcome both the speed and toxicity limitations of APEX2 and BioID. In the Ting Lab's recent Nature Biotechnology paper, they describe TurboID and MiniTurbo, which utilize non-toxic biotin, but labeled nearly as quickly as APEX2. What's more, since the enzymes were evolved in yeast at 30 degrees Celsius, the enzymes function across a much broader temperature range than BioID, which only functions optimally at 37 degrees Celsius. Increased efficiency of TurboID and MiniTurbo now makes proximity labeling a viable method for proteomics in model organisms, such as Drosophila and C. elegans. Changing the way we detect viral outbreaks. Because norovirus is highly contagious, it is essential to contain outbreaks when they surface. However, detection of the virus costs time and money, and viruses at low concentrations often escape detection. The Alexander Green Lab found a solution, a low-cost, cell-free detection assay that can be completed without special equipment. This is because detection is based on color changes to the assay paper. How does this assay work? The norovirus is enriched with SynBodies, or synthetic antibodies, attached to magnetic beads, allowing the virus to be easily concentrated. Viral RNA is then amplified isothermally and detected through a toehold switch, an RNA sensor that can be used to detect the presence of any specific RNA sequence. In the absence of the target RNA sequence, the ribosome binding site is inaccessible. When the target RNA is present, however, it binds to the switch and exposes the ribosome binding site, allowing for the gene on the toehold switch to be expressed. In this case, the gene encodes the Lac-Z alpha protein. Once expressed, Lac-Z alpha complexes with Lac-Z omega and forms an active Lac-Z tetramer. This tetramer cleaves chlorophenol, red BD galactopyranoside, on the assay paper, turning it purple, allowing for easy visual detection of the presence of the norovirus. This assay can also be tailored for the detection of other viruses by modifying the sequence of the toehold switch. SH3 domain collection reveals novel peptide ligand motifs. The human proteome contains a breadth of modular domains that facilitate protein-protein interactions and mediate biochemical processes. One of the largest and best characterized of these is the SRC homology 3, or SH3 domain family, known to be involved in cytoskeletal control, cell growth, and endocytosis. Recently, the CEDU group at the University of Toronto expanded the specificity landscape of the SH3 proteins using peptide phage display and deep sequencing, revealing that they bind to a much larger subset of protein motifs than previously thought. CEDU's group has made several hundred SH3 domain-containing plasmids available through AdGene. These plasmids can be used to carry out any biochemical and biophysical study involving protein stability or binding environments. Potential experiments that one might perform using the purified domains included small molecule binding screens, peptide arrays, and phage display selections. In addition to these constructs, the CEDU lab has made hundreds of additional plasmids available through AdGene for study of the WW, PDZ, and other protein domains. For more hot plasmids, visit the Hot Plasmids page on our blog or subscribe to our quarterly newsletter. AdGene, a better way to share science.